Because the world is full of that. I mean, you can push any button of the many devices that you have, and you get information. And you're drowning in information. And ultimately, you see, what is the point of it all? If that's just more of that, is that going to save the world? More information? Or more things? Are we going to find the fullness of life through more things and greater and bigger shopping malls? Again, form? Or are we going to find ourselves through improving our ability to think and analyze and solve problems analytically that were created by excessive thinking in the first place? Or as Carl Jung put it, you cannot solve a problem on the same level of consciousness that created the problem. And so what created the problem of our civilization is that humans lost touch with the formless dimension, which we could also call spirit, which we could call the sacred, which we could call, if that word had not been misused so much, we could call God, but we won't call it that. And Jesus said, "What does it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose yourself or your soul?" That's really, he could already see the tendency where things were going. And the form also includes time. So we cannot deny that time has or seems to be real on the surface of life, because it's everywhere. As far as forms are concerned, time seems to do something to the forms, the life forms. And it's strange, it gradually grinds the forms down, it erodes the forms, it does something to them. Some people have even looked upon time as some dreadful illness that inflicts everybody, and that's one way of looking at it. Everybody is suffering from a lethal disease. The outcome is the end of the form. It's just a question of when. And so you see it